This is a moment that will be going down history books, written in Egyptian history. A president who was in power for 30 years has stepped down in the face of public demand. Protests that have gone for 18 days have seen many people dead, over 300, and many more injured, bringing people of all walks of life and all faiths out onto the streets in the capital city and other major cities, Alexandria, Suez, Mansoura, all shouting that they want the president to stand aside. And that has just happened, according to the vice president. Going live to Beirut now, Osman Bakhash is a political analyst joining me from the Lebanese capital. Thank you so much for being with us. You can see a 180 degrees about face in what the president said last night and what he did today. Your reaction.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allow me to start with a quick correction. I am the director of Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir, the Liberation Party. Regarding the stepping down of the ex-Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak, of course, this is a very jubilant news, but at the same time, the fact that it was announced by Omar Suleiman, his deputy, it tarnished this news. The fact that Omar Suleiman made this announcement indicates that Omar Suleiman is still in the picture. My mixed feeling, on the one hand, I'm quite happy to see Mubarak stepping down, but at the same time, this is not the end of the journey, it's rather the beginning. What happened, we have a lesson to learn from what happened in Tunisia. In Tunisia, Ben Ali fled away, but yet his regime is still in charge, in control in Tunisia. So similarly, we don't want a cosmetic change in Egypt. We don't want to change faces. Mubarak done, Suleiman take over. And in this regard, I have serious doubt and questions regarding the attitude of the Egyptian army. After all, let's remember that both Mubarak, Omar Suleiman, Ahmed Shafiq, the prime minister, they all are the sons of the Egyptian military establishment. So briefly, the point is that it's time for the Egyptian army to side with the street, with the nation. It's time for the Egyptian army to give up on supporting corrupt regimes and leaders.
Well, let's try and make sense of it all. The president is out. The vice president, like you said, is still in the picture, possibility that he will take over as president. But the army has been left with administrating the country until things start to develop in the coming days. Oh, what do you think is going to happen?
Well, the second statement released by the army today, in it they pledged that they will carry on the reforms promised by Mubarak. And this is a bad sign. Here, on behalf of Hizb ut-Tahrir, I want to issue a call of warning to our brothers and sons and sisters in Egypt, which is not to be deceived, not to be fooled by these cosmetic changes. Hizb ut-Tahrir appeal on the nation in Egypt, as well as in Tunisia, as well as in Algeria tomorrow, Saturday, and the rest of the Arab world, to really stand up for real change, not cosmetic change. So long as Omar Suleiman, Ahmed Shafiq, and the rest of the gang who brutally conquered Egypt for the past 50 years or 60 years, then the cause for change is not over. Rather, we are still at the beginning.
And that, of course, Mr. Bakhash, is not lost on the protesters. They have made their demands clear. One was for President Mubarak to step down, but my thought is that they will continue pushing for also Omar Suleiman to leave the political scene. But then there remains the military, the major military force in the country that is going to decide what's going to happen next. For this revolution to be a complete revolution, to come to fruition, the army is going to have to side with the people, and Omar Suleiman and everybody else in the old regime will have to step down. How difficult is it going to be from here on for the people to make that happen?
Well, the difficulty lies in crystallizing political leadership for this revolution in the making. The revolution is not over yet. The scene we saw today very much is similar to what we saw yesterday in Iran, when the ex-dictator Sheikh of Iran, he left the country, leaving Shahbour Bakhtiar in charge. So the revolution is not over yet. What's needed is a political leadership fully aware of the political circumstances, which fully developed political program based on Islam, which is our religion, our way of life. We just saw minutes ago the prayer held in Tahrir Square, as well as the Friday prayer and all that. What's needed is this political leadership to lead the Ummah in Egypt to liberate not only Egypt, but the rest of the Arab nation, the Muslim nation. That eventually the Egyptian army has no choice but to side with the nation, with the street, with the people. The Egyptian army have to realize that it's not Israel, it's not America that are their breadwinner. They are our brothers and sons. It's time for them to stand with the Ummah, with the nation, defending the Ummah against the foreign enemies, whether it's Israel or the American or the European invaders.
Do you think that the Israelis may be shaking in their boots, hearing that their longtime ally has been forced out of power?
By all means. Mubarak, along with Omar Suleiman, along with the corrupt military leaders in Egypt, they have been the main guardian and protectors of Israel. We saw last year in 2009 when Egypt built this fence, when the Israeli were destroying Gaza, betrayed the cause of our Muslims in Gaza to protect Israel and to prevent time. So yes, Israel is no secret. Israel is most party to lose from these events, as well as the American politician in Washington. The American have nursed this regime in since the days of Sadat, if not before even. Certainly what we are witnessing, this is a historical moment. It needs to bear its full. That's not, again, our appeal here on behalf of Hezbollah. Not be deceived and fooled by changing faces. Suleiman is still in, or the other of the military still in charge, then really that change hasn't happened yet. The nation in Egypt to be fully aware of the American and Israeli plot to undermine this revolution and to derail it from its true direction.
Definitely, the Egyptian protesters do not want more of the same. If we could talk about the regional ramifications of what's just happened in Egypt. Now that President Hosni Mubarak is out, the first of the list of demands that the protesters have been expressing in the past 18 days, if the whole regime is forced to leave and is replaced by a new civilian political system, how do you think that is going to impact regional equations?
Well, by all means, what we are witnessing in Egypt today and what we witnessed yesterday in Tunisia, this is the beginning, the trigger of the whole avalanche effect and the whole domino effect. Provided, though, that this revolution is a true revolution and not a mere cosmetic makeup repair. So what's happening in Egypt is turning a new historical page for the whole Muslim nation, from Morocco all the way to Indonesia. As a matter of fact, let's not forget tomorrow in Algeria, there is a mass demonstration against a corrupt regime there too. So it's important to link this common cause. What's happening in Egypt was also affected by what's happening in Tunisia. It affects what's happening tomorrow in Algeria, today in Yemen, tomorrow in Jordan, later on in Syria, Saudi Arabia. So the whole region is really one body. So yes, this page in Egypt, there is very promise that it could be a beacon of light for the whole region here.